The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Savage States of America.
All right, stop the music. We have a very important announcement. The most important candidate in modern American history, Donald Trump, live right now on the Savage Nation. Mr. Trump, thanks so much for taking the time on Super Tuesday to give us a super interview with you on the Savage Nation.
Right. Thanks, Michael.
Donald, I want to put something to rest. I know that you are the least racist person of all of the candidates. I know it from your employees. I know it from your history. But you've also been smeared continuously with this KKK garbage, and I know you've denounced it. Can you clearly say that you denounce this endorsement on the Savage Nation?
Yeah, totally denounce, and I disavowed it, and I've disavowed it numerous times, and I've disavowed it on Twitter and on Facebook and all over the place, but people refuse to accept it, Michael, because...
Well, Donald, I accept it because I know your history. It's a disgrace that Rubio would fall to this level, but it tells us more about him than it does about anyone else. So let's go to the Hillary versus Trump, because that's the thing we're going to talk about today. And one of the things I want to talk about, Donald, is this. Who can better create jobs, a businessman or a bureaucrat? It's clear to me that you can better create jobs rather than a lifetime career bureaucrat and a left-winger at that. Do you care to comment on the job picture if you become president?
Well, Michael, we're going to bring jobs back from China. We're going to bring them back from Mexico. We're going to bring them back from all of these countries. I mean, so many countries have taken our jobs. We're going to bring them back from everyone in every place. And we're going to get our country going again. You know, we've lost millions of jobs. We've lost thousands and thousands of factories and companies. And it's disgraceful what's going on. And we're bringing them back, Michael.
I know you would do a better job than would be with a European socialist like Hillary, who's never created a product or a service that anyone's ever bought. Think about that. She's never created a product or a service. I don't see any buildings which say Clinton on them, do you, other than the Clinton Library, which is all from donated money? To me, Donald Trump, the most important issue is national security. It always has been. It's why I jumped on your side from the beginning. I know you want to crush them. And I know that Hillary is going to play softball with them, and they'll metastasize like a cancer inside the United States. Donald, what would you do to stop ISIS from spreading its tentacles in the U.S.?
Michael, we're going to hit them so hard. You know, I was against the war in Iraq. I didn't like the idea of it. I think you'd destabilize the Middle East. I accept that. But we're there now. And frankly, we've, you know, it's been a horrible, horrible situation. Wasn't a good decision, but we're there. When you have people chopping off heads, you have ISIS chopping off heads. It's probably not only ISIS, by the way. It's others also. But they're chopping off the heads of Christians and just about anybody else that gets in their way. We're dealing with people that have to be dealt with strongly. We're going to knock them out so strongly. We're going to knock them out so fast. It's going to be over, Michael. We're not going to sit back and just relax. It's going to be over. We need it for the security of our country.
Yes, once we put generals in, like MacArthur, as you've said, who can run the military as a military, not like a social service agency, we can destroy these bugs before they destroy us. On borders, your strongest calling card, we wouldn't even be talking about the open borders issue, was it not for Donald Trump. Under Hillary, the borders are opened up like a can of green beans. You certainly said you will build that wall and you're going to make it higher since the denunciations of that great ex-president of Mexico. What is up with him calling you these names? I didn't know he was this nuts.
Well, he was terrible. He was on the he was being interviewed, and he threw out the F-bomb, Michael. If I ever did that, or if you ever did it, if almost anybody, it would have been like a scandal. He threw out the word, and amazingly, and with no hidden agenda. And the fact is, he said, "We won't pay for the wall. They're going to pay for the wall. Our country loses $58 billion a year on a trade imbalance or trade deficits with Mexico. Mexico is ripping us off now." Just so you understand, I get along great with the Mexican people, have great relationships, won the poll in Nevada with Hispanics and the recent win we had in Nevada. But Mexico, the leadership is too smart for our leaders. Our leaders don't know what they're doing. They're incompetent. and we're going to get them to pay for the wall. It'll be 100%, just like you're sitting wherever you're sitting right now. I guarantee it. They are going to pay for the wall. We need the wall. We need it for protection. We need it to stop drugs from pouring into our country and just poisoning our youth and poisoning our country. We are going to build the wall, and it's going to be a real wall that's going to work.
Donald, you're the only candidate talking about the drug plague in America. None of the others will even touch it. It's astounding to me that they're ignoring one of the greatest problems of our time. And we all know the largest source of drugs is from the southern border. You're the only one addressing this, and yet the fools in the media keep bringing up non sequiturs like your hair on your and your hands. I've never seen anything as distorted as this in my entire life. 22 years on the radio this March, Donald. I've never seen anything as, let us say, deceitful as I see going on with you. Why do they fear you so much?
Well, you know, I don't know what it is exactly, but you have this little Marco Rubio character, and he said, oh, well, okay, maybe Trump's taller than me, but, you know, he has smaller hands. I'm saying, what's wrong with my hands? I'd never heard about that one before.
Donald, you know what I said yesterday when I played that idiot soundbite? He said, Donald's a big guy, but he has small hands, and you know what they say about men with small hands, and his audience laughed. I said, well, you know what, let's just compare Donald's wife with Marco's wife. That should answer that question. I got to laugh out of you. I got to laugh out of you, Donald. This must be a lot of fun and a lot of challenge, very challenging for you at this time. So what's on the agenda after this show today when you leave us on the Savage Nation?
Beach, we just did one in Ohio, which was Columbus, Ohio, which was packed. We probably had 10,000 people, at least in a big hangar. And now we're doing one in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. I just landed 2 minutes ago, and that's going to be a packed house. And then I'm going to various places in Florida, and then I'm going to watch from Florida. I'm going to be watching the returns. I'm going to start campaigning in Florida so we can knock off the lightweight senator that they have. The Florida, by the way, cannot stand because he's got the worst voting record in all of the U.S. Senate. And, you know, he took this job, and he doesn't show up for work. So
That's why I call Marco Superfly in terms of the Senate. Donald, you're in Florida. Do you know that I'm a few miles from Mar-a-Lago as I broadcast right now to an audience that would fill three football fields, three large football stadiums, every 15 minutes? I'm right near you tonight. Are you having a rally up at Mar tonight?
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm doing a press conference at about 8 o'clock. If you want to come over, we would love to have you. If you would like to come, you come over.
Yeah, but you won't even say hello to me, will you? You'll be ashamed to say you know Michael Savage, or you won't?
Well, no, you all say hello to other people, I won't, but if you want to come on over.
Well, I got news for you. Guess what? I'll be there, my friend. I want to see that tonight because it's going to be a great victory for you tonight. Sure, you may not get Texas, but you may get everything else. What do you think about Texas? What would you like to say to the people of Texas who are listening to you right now on KLIF and other stations?
Well, I'll tell you, Ted Cruz is a lying guy. He lies about everything. And, I mean, he's said he's taken my positions that are very clear and totally said I said things that I never said. And it's ridiculous. But I've never met a guy that lied like him. And the fact is he hasn't put in any successful legislation. He's done a terrible job for the people of Texas. And I can't imagine they'd want to vote for him. And even the evangelicals are with me 100%. You know, you look at my evangelical vote beats him in South Carolina, beats him everywhere. We've been beating him everywhere, and nationally we're absolutely beating him with the evangelicals, and I really believe it's because of the way he lies, even with Carson. You looked at what happened in Iowa with Carson, where he said that Carson had dropped out of the race, he's gone, and he took his votes. So he's a lying guy, and I cannot believe it. And he's done nothing for the people of Texas except stand on the Senate floor for a day.
I want to remind the listeners to this show that during that debate, Carson was stepped over by every other candidate. You were called to the stage. You let Carson go ahead of you. You were very compassionate. It seems that the geniuses in the media overlooked your niceness to Ben Carson because it doesn't fit their little agenda, does it? Donald, when you leave the show right now and go on your campaign trail, I'm going to talk about a checklist of Hillary versus Trump on borders, taxes, ISIS, guns, free speech, jobs, Guantanamo Bay, and other subjects, because I want the people who are undecided to decide for themselves what they actually want rather than reading the yellow journalism that is appearing everywhere in order to denounce you, Donald. I will see you tonight at Mar-a-Lago, hopefully for a great victory, Donald. Thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
Bye now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that opens up the show at 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. We are going to talk about that for the next few minutes, which is Hillary versus Trump. And I will say this. If you analyze, and I want to aim this mainly at the undecided, because I think that the battle lines are drawn, and I think people have made up their minds to a great extent. But there is the vast undecided, and especially the younger people who are confused. Donald's been smeared. Hillary's been glorified, but they don't even know what Hillary stands for. So for those of you who don't know, let's have a rational discussion so you can make a rational choice come election day. So let's start with the number